Hello. I didn't see you there. Oh, yes, come on in. Thanks for stopping by. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Well, let's not waste too much time. Let's get right into it. I put together this spin on a classic Christmas tale, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it very much. And to try to really push it over the top, I got a very special guest to read tonight's story to you. So, without further ado, I present to you A Very Tone-Filled Christmas, as read by Mr. Robert Keeley.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a gearhead was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that by morning a big muff they'd bear. The tone hounds were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of centaurs danced in their heads. And Mama with her Mustang, and I with my Strat, we twisted some knobs on an old 80s rack. When outside my studio there came such a sound, a perfect pinch harmonic, it rang all around. Away to the window I moved like the flash, kicking over my mic stand and making a crash. The moon, how it shined in the dreary old night, reminded me briefly of an old LED light. When wet to my wondering eyes did appear, but a flying full stack pulled by muscular reindeer. With the most rock and roll driver, so skilled and so slick, I knew in a moment that it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than blast beats, his coursers there came. He howled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Stompbox, now Diode, Transistor and Vintage, on AC, on DC, on Mojo and Gibson, from the top of the porch to the top of the wall, rock away, rock away, rock away, rock away all. The faster he plays, the faster they fly, and Santa sounded great using that vintage univibe. So up to the housetop his coursers they flew with a sack full of overdrives and a fender or two. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof a familiar sound, an earthquaker hoof. I pulled in my head and had just turned around, and there stood Saint Nicholas, his face in a frown. He was wearing some spandex, and it was not all that fat. He looked just like an ex-member of Rat. He tore open his satchel and went straight to work, and each of the stockings dropped flanger and dirt. Then out of the box he pulled a Marshall half-stack, a Roland Space Echo, and a 65 Strat. Santa looked up, turned his glare to a smile, and began stacking fuzz pedals in a wonderful pile. He turned and he spoke, "Well, I brought you this gear. The least you can do is get me a beer." I rushed to the kitchen and let out a shout, "One moment, my friend, I'll get you a stout." Santa, he grinned and he took a large drink. "You've been a good boy. One more present, I think." He dug deep in his luggage, fumbled around. I just couldn't wait to see what he had found. He crawled in deeper. He went head first. And when he came out, he held a 59 burst. It glimmered and gleamed in the Christmas tree light. Never had I seen such a beautiful sight. He finished his beer in one mighty swig. "This has been fun, but I'm late for my gig." He set down his glass and went to the fireplace he went. He gave me a wink and made his ascent. Santa sat on his full stack, reins in hand. "Hope I can make it or I'm out of the band." Just after liftoff, they shot to the sky. I rushed to the window to watch them go by. And I heard him exclaim as he flew from my home, "Merry Christmas to all. Good luck and good tones, everyone."
And that is our Christmas special for this year. Thank you very much for stopping by and hanging out with us for a little while. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful new year. Stay safe and have fun. Good night.